Let's review what we've learned. We can detect existing records and avoid making duplicate files ourselves by first asking about previous WIC participation and conducting a search in hands before we continue the appointment. We may discover the need to perform an out-of-state transfer for those who have been in a different WIC program. For those on the Arizona WIC program in the past, we can update the existing record without creating a new one. When completing a hand search, searching by date of birth is usually the most efficient way to narrow results for potential duplicates. So far, so good, but in the case that our hand search gives multiple results to compare, how can we be sure which are duplicate records? And if we confirm a duplicate exists, what are the next steps? In the next module, we'll discuss how you can be confident in taking the right steps to identify potential duplicates and take appropriate actions.